FL Transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a little short story here that caught my eye. It was a national poll that was done December the 11th through December the 15th. 1,035 self-identified registered voters participated in this poll, national poll that was done. Quinnipiac National Poll, Quinnipiac University, usually a very liberal-based polling institution, talked about the state of the national economy. Men and women agree on at least one item in the latest Quinnipiac National Poll. Overall, 57% think that President Donald Trump, while 34% blame former President Joe Biden for the economy. The gender breakdown isn't far off. Among men, 54% think Trump is to blame, while women think that 39% blame Biden. Beyond that, the divide is even more pronounced. How is the president using the power of the presidency? 54% said they believe he's going too far. 37% believe it's about right. 7% say not far enough. And among independents, 59% think that President Trump is misusing his authority. Gender-wise, 61% of women and only 37% of men believe Trump has gone too far, over the top, in using his presidential powers. Honestly, this is a complete waste of time and even discussing it. And I'll tell you why. President Donald Trump is in his last term. Per our Constitution, he can't run for re-election, even though he's dangled the threat out there just to drive liberals crazy. He can't do it. One thing that President Trump learned from his first term is that he listened to too many Washington insiders. He wasted 4 years when he could have got a lot more done. He was also burdened with the China virus, which was absolutely a game changer, and it affected many aspects of his first term. Second term, he doesn't care. Now, one thing, though, he does have to be careful of is because if he does overextend his presidential powers, it could be blamed on the Republican Party in Congress allowing him to do it. That could impact next year's midterm elections. If the folks believe that he's overreaching, maybe they'll vote for the Democrat U.S. Senate candidate. Maybe they'll pick up some seats in the House of Representatives. But when it comes to presidential politics, Donald Trump's in his last term, and he knows it. And he's acting like he's a president that does not have to answer to the people, and he doesn't have to answer to the media. Perfect example, look at what he's doing in Venezuela. Moving all the ships into the region, even talking about a land invasion if necessary. Meanwhile, claiming that he does not have to ask Congress for approval because technically he's not going to war. He's deemed their drug cartels down there as being narco-terrorists. Even going so far as naming Venezuela a domestic, or excuse me, foreign terrorist organization. Trying to protect the homeland from a domestic terror attack coming from Venezuela. So, pretty interesting short little poll, but again, irrelevant, other than the president impacting the midterm elections. Another little short story we're going to get in here before the break. Court of Claims Judge Saima Patel ruled that Section 31AA9 of the State School Aid Act does not unlawfully force school districts to give up a constitutional right in exchange for essential public funding. The judge held that the Michigan law requiring public school districts to waive legal privilege following a mass casualty event as a condition of receiving certain state funding. Under the provision, districts seeking school safety and mental health funding must agree to submit to a comprehensive investigation and waive any privilege if a mass casualty event occurs. Patel dismissed with prejudice a lawsuit that was brought by nearly three dozen school districts, meaning the case cannot be refiled. She also denied the district's request to extend a December 30th deadline to rescind their decision to opt out of funding until an appellate process is concluded. Well, the district sued the state of Michigan, the Michigan Department of Education, as well as the state superintendent in both Court of Claims and federal court, arguing that the budget language unlawfully requires them to waive attorney-client and other privileges. Meanwhile, the U.S. District Judge Brandy McMillan has stayed the district's federal lawsuit while the state case proceeds. The districts have asked McMillan to lift the stay and want the case to go forward. Final judgment will be determined on January the 7th. Interesting side note, the federal case challenges the statute under the 14th Amendment's vagueness doctrine and the unconstitutional conditions of the 5th as well as the 14th Amendment. So we'll keep an eye on this case and see where this goes. Again, another short little story we're going to get in here real quick. Attorney General Dana Nessel's office has launched a comprehensive criminal investigation into Native American boarding schools and other institutions that are located throughout the state of Michigan. Attorney General Dana Nessel said her office seeks to identify, document, investigate, and prosecute instances where criminal acts may have occurred at these institutions. This investigation seeks to bring truth and accountability to a painful chapter in our state's history. My office is committed to ensuring that the survivor voices are heard and that any criminal acts uncovered are thoroughly investigated and, when possible, prosecuted. To support this effort, the department is asking survivors, witnesses, and individuals with firsthand knowledge to come forward and share information that may assist in the investigation. Individuals' information that may assist the Native Board School's investigation can contact the Attorney General's office by calling 517-897-7391. Tips can be left anonymously, and you can also email the AG-NBS investigation@michigan.gov. So very interesting that the Attorney General is investigating the Native American boarding schools. Let's see, what was the other short story I had? Can I get that in? No, that's going to be the last segment. Okay, let's go to this one. This one is kind of short and to the point. There will be no cost for domestic violence, stalking, restraining orders under Senate-passed bills that now head to the House. Senate bills left in the House will be brought up in 2026, are Senate Bill 611 and Senate Bill 612. This is a bipartisan effort to ban courts and law enforcement agencies from charging petitioners serving costs when it comes to domestic violence and stalking restraining orders. On December 12th, 9 days before the House Senate left Lansing for the year, the Senate passed Senate Bills 611 and 612 without any opposition. Why? Well, they were introduced in a partnership between Democrat Stephanie Chang of Detroit as well as Senator Ruth Johnson, Republican of Holly. So serving fees on PPOs, restraining orders, will now go to the House for 2026. Final story, final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just wrapping up a lot of last-minute bills that were passed in the Senate last week before heading home for the holidays. Michigan Kids Tobacco-Free Alliance chalked up a legislative win on Thursday as Michigan senators passed legislation that will require all retail stores that sell tobacco to obtain a state license. This bill is designed to stop the sale of tobacco to children. That's still happening. I mean, if you go into a gas station, if you go into a party store, they have those stickers on the counter that they check for ID. For tobacco sale. Some stores even have it in their windows on the front door. Well, according to Ms. Jones, founder of Making It Count and chair of the Detroit Wayne Oakland Tobacco Free Coalition, reporting that 7 out of 10 retailers are willing to sell tobacco to minors. Jones said that's unacceptable. And it's not just happening in Detroit, but across the state. However, a piece of legislative package didn't get put up on the board in the House. What they're looking for is penalties against these retailers for illegally selling tobacco to minors. Another portion that they were also looking for some legislative help on was to create penalties for illegally selling vapes and other non-tobacco products to minors. Penalties for possession are ineffective. They don't work. If they worked, we would not be in the boat we're in right now. The vote on the bill was delayed because of strong opposition from Senator Joseph Bellino, Republican of Monroe, who said he thinks 19-year-olds should not get off scot-free when it comes to efforts to curb their smoking habit. He was working with Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh on blocking that piece of the legislation. Also missing from the package was a tax increase. Research shows that as tobacco taxes rise, smoking decreases. Currently in Michigan, only 13% of adults smoke, while 17% of high school kids use tobacco products. 16% of the girls, 7% of the boys. So girls, high school girls, are more likely to smoke than high school boys, according to this story. Well, 2 years ago, Governor Gretchen Whitmer encouraged lawmakers to move on higher taxes to prevent children from smoking. I'm not leading on that. at this time, the governor said. But if that's something the legislature wanted to send to my desk, I'd be willing to look at signing it. Governor is convinced that vaping products that are being marketed to young people is somewhat healthier, but they still get hooked on the habit of smoking. We have created an addiction and health consequences for our young people. Pressed on whether she's going to sign the legislation, I'm open to it. I want to see the bill when it's finally passed and submitted to me. And from there, we will either sign it or negotiate next year. So we'll see where this goes. And again, another bill to keep our eye on. Just want to give you a short update here. I spoke with Carla Wagner. We are going to be working on, and her volunteers are going to be working on, a week from today, next Tuesday, December 30th, doing an actual hard count of the signatures for the petition drive to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. She said she will have the numbers put together by the end of the year, New Year's Eve, and we plan to have a meeting on Saturday, January 3rd, to discuss where we go from here, and then she'll be coming on the show along with putting out a press release for Monday, January the 5th. If you have any signatures on a petition sheet right now, please, 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 please mail them in today or get them to your local county chair today. She said at the very latest, after Christmas, this Friday, December 26, do not mail them. Get them to a local county chair for the Axe My Tax effort, and then she will make arrangements to get them from the county chairs. Today is a last day to mail them. Friday is the last day to get them to the county chairs. Again, they will be counting a week from today, next Tuesday, December 30th, and wrap it up on New Year's Eve, December 31st. We'll see where we're at, and we will be making announcements January 5th, Monday after New Year's. So, greatly appreciate all your guys' efforts on this, and we look forward to figuring out the direction and the way it's going to go. Let's see, any text messages I didn't get to? No, basically, got everything in. Randy Walker from Brutus, though, does say that these gas prices did pop back up yesterday. Gaylord and Petoskey, back up to $2.99 just before Christmas. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom.